The undying phoenix is said to call back souls from the heavens, but to win the attention of such fabled bird, you must give up a feather as an offering. The best are the downy feathers of the tail, hence the term phoenix down. See, mark well that not just any feather will do. Depending on quality and the size, the blessing received varies greatly. Displeased, you get what you pay for.
Everybody be rapping like they in some video game. They need to chill on that level, they don't be feeling no pain. For me, there's more to life than guzzling ethers and tinctures. The block is swarming with fiends and all types of creatures. We got thieves that bleed for pummel G's and need work. So many women to reach for double D's and t-shirts. We put kings and queens first at the top of the list. Slapping raps like the clap, burning hot in your piss. I be that bad mother father, I develop myself into a killing machine that be bad for your hell. I got myriads of arms, and what about the sword plate? Every material known to man, come get at me. My forte is dipping low through the hood on the back of a dragon. My downtime spent making beats on the back of a wagon. I ain't no rookie to this. I got friends in high places. I cruise around the world with Sid on a regular basis in an airship that'll wipe the whole world clear out. And I produce the kind of canticles the world hear out. I got a pair of brown eyes you'd only wish to peer out. Take me to the nearest boss that I can knock the fear out. I've been taking an ass beating, but I be pledging allegiance to this thing called down phoenix. When they exploit my weakness, I toss some feathers in the air and try raising the dead. I saw the other side once, these were the words that I said.
You're just a time. I was just telling these guys, Saddam, I can't stay and chat, so let me get straight to the point. What's going on? I need to scout out things on my own for a while. Something nefarious is afoot. I believe our opponents are up to something. Are you gonna be okay by yourself?
So I was rolling across the plains on sight for a quick bite, when a small soldier with a flame tongue approached me for a quick fight. I swung quick, he tried my meteor spell on for size. He dropped about 100 gil, I leveled up to 35 with my high potion in hand. I hopped back in my caravan, I closed it shut, but quickly got stopped by a soft-spoken man with a Hyrulean-like accent, inquiring about a fragment and could I bring it to his daughter. But it sounded like a trap, but then out of the blue, the sky got full with cracks in it. I damn near shit on myself like a laxative. I knew the job was dangerous before I took it. I knew the beef was crazy hot in the kitchen before I cooked it. A holy esper touches down and pounds the earth's surface. Surely the demigods are waiting for my closed curtain. Got me praying to myself, was it worth the distress? Got a baby at home, who's gonna raise my seed and princess? So I dug deep within me like a fire in my chest. I cocked back my crossbow with everything I had left. I pulled out the quiver of arrows pre-dipped in death spell. I aimed straight for his heart and sent his bad spirits to hell. I won the battle, but the war was far from being done. I'm still hungry as all hell and sweating hard under the sun. I just caught me an esper thinking to myself that'd be the illest. Waiting till my villain sees me riding home on his killer. We said goodbye to the kind passerbys and onlookers, took flight into the night to get a bite of Lennis cooking. Miss Tycoon, I wanna fuck you so damn bad. Back at the lab, nipples flaring out of blouse, pussy glad daddy's home. I got up to throw on a slow song and came down with the baddest case I ever had of blue balls. Before I even had the chance to get my dick wet, the player must have saved this game. I'm powered off his PS.
Damn. No, stop.